Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you, we bless you, we magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for another day in our lives, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf, for all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. Everlasting Father, we thank you for your leading, for your counsel. We thank you, Lord, for the righteousness of Christ that you have given unto us. Thank you, Father, Lord, for having been a faithful God to us. Even when we are not faithful, you have remained faithful. When we are not praying, you are still there for us. Father, we just want to say thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. We exalt you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the past broadcasts. Thank you, Lord, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you, everlasting Lord, for impartation. Thank you, Father, Lord, for drawing us closer and closer to you by the day. We say glory be unto your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, even for today's broadcast, for that which you are going to do for us, with us, and through us, by the reason of your word that we go forth today. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, I welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God, who is the God of wonders, He will show Himself powerful, He will show Himself awesome on your behalf this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll be sharing with you what I titled the God of Wonders. And my text actually is the whole of the book of Daniel, chapter 3, 1 to 30. Chapter 3, 1 to 30. But because of time, I will only start my reading, let's say, from verse 20 of Daniel, chapter 3. It says, "And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commands was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took off Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." I pray that the flame of the fire of those who want to destroy you will kill them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone that have established a burning furnace for your sake, the Almighty God will rise on your behalf, and they shall be consumed by their evil plots in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then going further in verse 23, I say, "These three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. And he rose in the haste and spoke, saying to his counselor, 'Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said to the king, 'True, O king.' 'Look,' he answered, 'I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.'" And verse 26, "Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spoke, saying, 'Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the servant of the Most High, come out and come here.' Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satrap, administrator, governors, and the king counselor gathered together. And they saw this man, on whose body the fire had no power. The fire of the enemy will not have any power upon you, upon your family, upon all that concerns you, in the mighty name of Jesus. The hair of their head was not seen, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of the fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angels and delivered his servant, who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nations, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord has showed himself strong on behalf of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That God will also show himself mighty on your behalf too, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. By the reason of your testimony, those who do not know this God will come to know him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God himself will perfect that which concerns you and your entire household, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, when we are talking about the God of wonders, this God we are serving is performing his wonders on a daily basis. Every moment, every second, he's performing wonders in all parts of the world. And you and I shall indeed be beneficiaries of his wonders, in the mighty name of Jesus. But there are key things I want us to know for us to remain a beneficiary of his wonders. I want us to know that the first thing we need to know is that we must be somebody that truly knows this God. You must know this God. The Bible tells us, and he must know you. In the book of John 10:14, say, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I'm known by my own." Can it be said that the Lord knows you? Brothers and sisters, what are you doing with this God? You have a relationship with this God that we are talking about. You must be somebody that knows him. And he can say, "Yes, I know you too." And I pray that indeed you would know this God. And he can also be able to boast about you like he did in the case of Job. Say, "Have you seen my servant Job? He is a righteous man. There is none like him." Can that be said about you? Can that be said about me? I pray that the Lord will grant you and I the grace for us to live a life of righteousness, a life that is pleasing to him all the days of our lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's also talking about knowing this God. You must be somebody that indeed have the fear of God upon you, and for him to be able to continually demonstrate his power. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, talking about our Lord Jesus Christ, says that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God. The Spirit of the fear of God will be upon you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, Apostle Paul writes, he said, "Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." These three evil boys that we are talking about, they were living a life of holiness, a life of righteousness. They are living a life to please their God. Who are you pleasing? Are you pleasing the Almighty God, or you are pleasing the flesh? The God will grant you the grace to live in the fear of God all the days of your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. The person that God will show his awesome wonders on his behalf, that person must be somebody who is ready to make sacrifices on behalf of this God. What sacrifice are you making? In the book of Genesis 22, verse 15, in the case of Abraham, when he went to sacrifice Isaac, God commanded him to go and sacrifice Isaac, and he was ready to do so. And then the angel of God appeared to him in verse 15. I said, then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done these things and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seeds, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Because you have obeyed my voice. Because I told you to go and sacrifice your son, and you are ready to make that sacrifice. For that reason, I will bless you. In blessing, I will bless you. In multiplication, I will multiply you. The grace for you not to withhold the best from your God, the Lord will release upon you in the name of Jesus. Abraham was ready to give God his best, and God gave him back his best too. So, brothers and sisters, what is it that you are withholding from God? What is it that is so precious in your hand that you are saying you cannot give to this God? For God to show himself awesome on your behalf, you need to be ready to make that sacrifice. Sacrifice in terms of your time. Sacrifice in terms of even having to deny yourself certain good things just because you want to serve this God. These three evil boys, they are ready to sacrifice their life for Christ. And at the end of the day, their life was spared. Their life was spared, and they were promoted. The Lord will promote you in the name of Jesus. Also, that person must be somebody whose conviction is not based on what the majority are doing. The majority in the land of Babylon there, they are bowing down to the God of Nebuchadnezzar. But this one said, no, we are not part of the majority. We know who we are. We know the God we serve. Whatever may be the case, we are ready to stand by this God. Brothers and sisters, don't be swayed by what everybody is doing. What everybody is doing may be legal, but it may not be right in the sight of God. Yes, you may say, yes, everybody is doing it. It is legal. Why can't I do it? No. Is it right in the sight of God? Is this something that will bring glory to the name of the Almighty God? If it is not, brothers and sisters, run away from it. Run away from it. Do that which will please your God. Do that which will please your Maker at all times. Never you do that which will incur the wrath of God. And the Almighty God will show himself awesome on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that the promises of God is yea and amen. God has promised in the book of Isaiah, he said, when we pass through the fire, he said, it will not burn us. And that promise of God was fulfilled in the life of the three evil boys. They passed through the fire, and the fire did not burn them, because the word of God is yea and amen. That word came to pass. So I want you to know, brothers and sisters, have you received a promise from God? Hold on to that promise. He who says it will bring it to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. When we face challenges, let us know that is an opportunity that God is giving us to promote us. The opportunity came for these Hebrew boys, and they did not miss that opportunity. They were promoted by Nebuchadnezzar at the end of the day. You will be promoted. You will not miss your opportunity in the name of Jesus. That which the Lord has prepared, has packed for you, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. But brothers and sisters, what I'm saying here is about those who have a relationship with this God. Do you have one with him? If not, I'm giving you the opportunity. Wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. So shall it be. in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord, for these your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins in Jesus' mighty name. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. Every pit, every net that the enemy has prepared for you, they will fall into their own pit. They will fall into their own net. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will keep you. The Lord will preserve you. He will fight your battle. In the name of our Lord Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.